Supporters of rain barrels say they just make sense, but a bill that would have allowed people to collect up to 110 gallons of rainwater failed during the last legislative session.
Colorado was the only Western state in which rain barrels are still illegal.
Drew Beckwith is the water policy manager with the nonprofit Western Resource Advocates, which backed the measure.
Every single other state that follows our water laws has made them legal, and it has not caused the earth to come crashing to a halt.
So why is there so much controversy over collecting rainwater? The sticking point is whether doing so impacts downstream water users. Republican Senator Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling says it does.
If you have a rain barrel, that's less that's going to run into the street.
And that means less water for farmers and ranchers, which is why Sonnenberg opposed the bill when it last came up and made sure it was defeated. He's now floating a measure that would allow rain barrels if people register them. Then it would be up to water providers to determine how to replace the lost water.
So we have to figure out a simple process and fair process on how that water should be replaced. We're going to bring a bill that's going to do this right.
But during a recent hearing at the state capitol, academic water experts from Colorado State University testified that there would be no need for a bill like Sonnenberg's because if it's not captured, the rainwater would absorb into the soil.
This water doesn't run off anyway, and we capture a little bit of it, and we put it on our garden or we put it on our roses or something.
Dr. Larry Rossner is a civil and environmental engineering professor at CSU.
I can't tell you how much it would take before it made a significant impact, but a lot more than 100 gallons.
When you have scientists who come in and give you the facts, I think it's important to incorporate that into your thought process.
That's Republican Senator Ellen Roberts of Durango. She chairs the Water Resources Review Committee. Roberts was frustrated when the previous bill didn't pass and says she wanted to come back to the topic in between sessions, especially since next session will be during an election year.
I'm struggling myself to explain to people on the street why this is so controversial. In my district in southwestern Colorado, those who want to use rain barrels today. A lot of people across party lines were appalled that the legislature was struggling so much with this.
For Drew Beckwith with Western Resource Advocates, the measure is mostly about educating the public about water. He says too many people fail to understand where their water comes from, and he said water providers in other states where it is legal say rain barrels help connect people to water policy.
They find that their customers that have rain barrels are better customers. They understand why rates go up. They think positively about their water providers. They participate in conservation programs. They are just sort of more well-rounded citizens.
But Beckwith doesn't support Sonnenberg's proposed bill. He says it would create a presumption that there's actually an impact downstream. Whether a compromise exists remains to be seen. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.